This is the son of PCJ. Shortwave listening, to many the final frontier. These are the voyages of PCJ Radio's Media Network Plus. Its continuing mission to track down strange news signals and to seek out news stations and radio personalities and to boldly go where many men have gone before.
Well, hello, everyone. It's that time of year again where we leave anything serious at the door.
That's right. Anything serious will be chucked away with the rest of the rubbish, so come in and join us for a good giggle.
This is Media Network Plus, the show that... What? Keith, I'm not going to read this.
Oh, it's okay. I'll read it then. Media Network Plus, the show that implants things, but we're not going to tell you what.
Goofball.
Now, normally at this point of the program, either Paulette or myself say, and now for a look at the news. But we're not going to do that this week because this is the final show for 2013.
What? 2012?
Oh, yes, it is 2012. Well, actually, you know, Paulette, yes, it is 2012. Okay, look, I'll admit, I've started a little bit too early on the champagne.
You drink champagne?
I always drink champagne when I do the show, don't you?
Well, that's not the question.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're like a wine person. Yes.
Yes, yes. But hey, listen, Keith, it is after December 21st. So maybe like, are you on this, the rollover of the Mayan calendar? That's the thing now they're saying that, well, it didn't really say the world was going to end. It's just the calendar is going to roll over like an odometer. Okay.
That reminds me of Harold Camping. The world is going to end this date. And then he comes back and says, oh, I made a mistake. It's been moved to 3 weeks ahead because of the unions. And
yes, okay.
As you can tell.
Here we are, unless this is really is heaven and we didn't notice the transition. I don't know, Keith.
Well, you're in heaven, but I think I'm the one in hell.
Oh, well, maybe. And that's why we're doing this show in two different places.
Exactly. Anyway, as you can tell, this week's Media Network Plus, of course, is going to be a little bit silly because it is the last show of this year. And by the way, coming up very soon, is going to be the anniversary of, I'm not going to tell you how many shows, but we will tell you in the new year. Anyway, in the new year, one of the guests that we're going to have on the program is Paul Henry. Now, Paulette, I recently told you about Paul Henry.
Yes, you did. He sounds, if it's possible, crazier than you.
Well, put it this way. We already recorded the interview. And I think after all the laughing in the interview itself was only 5 minutes.
And how long was the laughing?
Over 2 hours.
he
is a very, very funny man. And I have to be honest, I think he's one of the most, a lot of people sometimes mistake the things that he says, which he even finds more funny. He became known internationally after he didn't mispronounce her name. He actually used the correct pronunciation. She was the chief minister in charge of the Commonwealth Games, and her name is actually pronounced, and I'm not going to make fun of it here because then it will get too silly. Her name is Sheila Dixit. That is actually the pronunciation of her name. But Television New Zealand, where he was working at the time, were pronouncing it Sheila Dixit. And one of the other TV channels in New Zealand went to Miss Sheila and said, how do you pronounce your name? And she pronounced it Sheila Dixit. Anyway, Paul Henry is wacky, so you can imagine what he would do with that name. And it became an international incident. But nevertheless, he continued to still be Paul Henry. Now, to give you a little idea of what Paul Henry is like, especially for listeners outside Australia, New Zealand, and also the UK, because some people there are familiar with him. Here he is talking about a product, Paulette, which, whoever invented this has got to be a loon. It's called a Teasmaid. You know what that is?
Well, actually, yes, I do know.
But of course, there are some people out there, Paulette, who have no idea what a Teasmaid is. Basically, well, let's see if you can understand what it is from what Paul Henry has to say.
And one of the things they always had on the conveyor belt for the Generation Game, and this is how old it was, do you remember Corin the Teasmaids?
No, I vaguely remember the Generation Game as a kid watching it at my grandparents, but not in detail.
They always had Teasmaid, which is like an automatic coffee maker.
It's got a clock on it, right? And it wakes you up at whatever time you want to be woken up. But it's just an alarm clock. But it's attached to an entire kitchen unit. And the idea is it wakes you up by going ba-ding-ga-ding-ga-ding-ga-ding-ga-ding. And you go over and you whack it and grab your cup of tea and drink it. But what happens? Normally you wake up when scalding water is tipped all over your head. Or the Teasmaid explodes. Or you go to turn the alarm off and your hand goes straight into the cup of boiling water. They were the devil's invention, Teasmaids. If you bought a really expensive one, sometimes they worked, but it was so funny, and people would wake up early just to look at the bloody thing at the side of the bed. What the hell is it doing now? Steam coming out the side. They were absolute right.
You have an extraordinary ability to make comedy out of absolutely nothing.
Kate tells Teasmaid bits of plastic would fall off. The lid would, you'd wake up and you'd think, where the hell is my cup of tea? And the lid would be on the other side of the bedroom and there'd be a huge explosion of light. All right, over to you, Ellie.
No! Just do it.
The Cantel Teasmaid.
And that, of course, was Paul Henry talking about the Teasmaid. He's going to be a guest on our show, and he's the kind of guy, Paulette, I mean, as you probably heard from this second clip that we had, he can take something as funny, well, I mean, it's not really that funny, somebody kidnaps a penguin. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's funny or not, it's hard to say. And he had to say something, I think, very insightful about that.
Well, three men have been charged with stealing a penguin from SeaWorld on the Gold Coast. The fairy penguin. This is not funny. Named Dirk, similar to this one, he is expected to be back on show this morning after it was found out last night, exhausted but unharmed. The thieves allegedly posted photos of him on Facebook, silly thieves, after taking him on Saturday night. One of their friends dobbed them in to police.
Three men to steal one penguin. It must have been a government job, mustn't it? How many men does it take to steal one penguin? Three. They're all members of parliament.
I don't know how I'm meant to go on, but I will try.
There you go. Three people to steal a penguin, and he says they were all government workers.
Now, that's not hard to believe.
Actually, you know how many people... I just thought of a joke, actually. Guess how many civil servants it takes to steal a penguin? Any ideas? Actually takes six.
Six.
You know why?
No.
Three of them are government employees, the other three are union.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's move on now, Paulette, to our next batch that concerns... one of the most credible international news organizations in the world. And who's that?
That has to be the BBC.
Yes, it has to be the BBC. The acronym BBC, by the way, can stand for many different things. Unfortunately, we can't use any of them on the air.
Well, okay. They do have their moments, don't they?
Good evening. If the autocue was working, I could now read you something. But as it isn't, I can't.
We have the latest on the Labour MP thrown out of Parliament after filling her erection expenses. Did I say erection? I didn't.
Business news for the moment. Riz.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm back with a look at the with the headlines after a look at the weather with Rob McKell. Well, we
offer autonomy to the French. National Assembly has adopted, must approve the measures before
a constitutional review. I'm sorry, this story is absolute nonsense. I'll continue with some headlines for you.
Now, the number of people injured in tea cozy related accidents has soared. 37 people hurt themselves using a teapot warmer in 1999. That's compared with just 20% the previous year. Perhaps most alarming, though, is the figure that reveals that bean bags are four times as dangerous as meat cleavers. 1,317 accidents. That's an increase of 38% on the year before. Department of Trade and Industry study also showed a jump in trouser-related injuries, up almost 16% to 5,945 there. Victims included a 29-year-old woman who burned herself while ironing trousers she was still wearing.
Pigeons in Nottingham are in need of protection from a very expensive artwork. A giant mirror that reflects the sky is to be unveiled in the centre of Nottingham later today. The mirror was apparently capable of focusing the sun's rays and roasting any unfortunate birds that happened to be flying past.
Yes, well, the BBC do have their moments, credible or not. Did you hear the one about Guy Goma?
Well, the Guy Goma one is a classic. Imagine that. You know, Paulette, you call up, you know, because you do Nash Hollis, and you call up the, you know, somebody in Ukraine as an expert on something, but they happen to be just the receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out after the fact, you interview them, and it's gone on air. But they probably did a better job than the expert you wanted to call up anyway.
Sometimes that happens. as happened in the Guy Goma incident.
For the industry and the growth of music online. Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. With regards to the cost that's involved, do you think now more people will be downloading online?
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're going to see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want. But I think it's much better for the development and to improve people what they want and to get on the easy way and so fast the things they're looking for.
This does really seem to be the way the music industry is progressing now, that people want to go onto the website and download music.
Exactly. You can go everywhere on the cybercafe and you can check. You can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something to the internet.
Thank you, Nee. Thanks very much indeed. I think we can now also speak to...
And that was Guy Goma, who was a virtual unknown in the UK, and basically he went by Television Centre, the BBC, for a job interview. And I read the story about actually how it happened. One of the production people went to the lobby where he was and said, "Are you Guy?" Because the person that they were going to have on the show, his name was also Guy. Guy Goma said yes. They rushed him off, put makeup on him, put him in front of the camera, and... I mean, this happened in television, and to see the reaction on his face when the news anchor says, "Oh, he's a leading expert in something," the reaction was just funny. And you can tell there he pulled it off pretty well.
Isn't that amazing? Talk about being able to think on your feet.
Well, here,
or
here,
your seat.
Let's pretend to do it right now. You ask me a question about a subject that you think I know nothing about.
Oh, that's not fair. That's really turning the tables. Okay, Keith. What would you know nothing about? I don't know if there's a subject that you do know nothing about.
What about that?
About nothing?
Yes.
Do you know anything about nothing?
Well, exactly. I mean, all you have to say is, well, the basic fundamentals are we take the situation, we have to examine it, we have to organize a subcommittee, and then we look at the basic fundamentals of this subcommittee concerning budgets and manpower requests, and then we will have a good idea of our fundamental goals for the following year.
You actually did it. Am I not surprised? Very good.
One time, a number of years ago, I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, a former minister of communications for Australia. And he was not very, he wasn't a very diplomatic person at all. And he used to say what was on his mind. So he went to this conference and they said, oh, write something down. And he's like, well, I'm not going to write this. So he wrote something that had a lot of basic fundamentally and it really said nothing. And he did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, at the press conference that was held after his speech, they said, can you explain, what you were talking about? And he said, how the hell should I know? They said they just wanted me to sound like I was an expert on something.
No, I think I could do that job.
Yes. Some
nice
of the other.
Nice work if you can get it, eh?
Sorry?
Nice work if you can get
it. Nice work if you can get it, yeah. You are listening to Media Network Plus, and for the most part, Poet, I think that we do, most of our shows are maybe not, I mean, they're not like dread-wrenching serious, but, you know, we do things, in a normal kind of way. But every so often, actually, no, I don't think it's ever happened. I think this is the first time there's one story I think we revisited the story three times within one month. Do you know what that is?
Do we? Oh, gosh. That wouldn't be the Bruno Barth story.
Bruno Barth, or whoever he is, a while ago, just to recap here, we'd received an email and a number of other people about Radio Berlin International coming back. And if those who are not familiar with it, that was the international voice of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Anyway, this was a story that just got stranger and stranger and stranger. Now, let's take a little listen right now to a clip from when we had Bruno Barth first on the show.
The money is only privately. Mm-hmm. The people we have phoned RBI in this year, we have created an association. And this association, the name is Center of Radio and Energy Technologies Known. And we give our privately money in this association. And in step two, we can have money from the government, or we will donate from privately organizations or from other privately people.
Okay, and so that was Bruno Barth trying to explain the return of Radio Berlin International.
And you,
I think.
You think. I don't know either. I don't even think he knows. But do you remember, Paulette, the conversation that we had when we did a follow-up on the story?
Oh, gosh, that was funny.
Because this would be like, I call a Paulette, or Paulette calls me. And all of a sudden, we no longer exist, and it's somebody else.
But it sounds just like me.
But it sounds just like me.
And, but it's not me. Honest, it's not me. I'm somebody else.
Well, you know what's funny? And I don't know if you're aware of this. But if you check out Wikipedia, this story, I mean, this is just a weird story. This story that we did concerning Radio Berlin International is actually on Wikipedia.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Just do a search in Wikipedia for Radio Berlin International, and then somebody there, I don't know who it is, but they put information on the story that we were following on about this whole thing.
And they quoted our story?
And they quoted Media Network Plus, they quoted quoted me.
That is too funny. I'll have to check that out.
You really have to check it out, because you know what? Imagine that. You know, we heard some other funny developments over the course of time. If you check out the website, you can hear, you'll hear the show from that date. I'll put it up on our website and our Facebook, so you'll know what I'm talking about. But I decided to call this Bruno Barth guy back. After he didn't return any emails and everything. And this is what happened.
Ja, bitte?
Yes, hello. I wish to speak to Mr. Bruno Barth.
Oh, authorities held the Center of Radio and Energy Technologies from the historical radio station Nauen. My name is René Schulze. I know RBI Radio Berlin International is a partner of us. RBI have phoned the association.
So this is not Bruno Barth who I'm speaking to then.
Bruno Barth was the founder of Radio Berlin International, and his work is closed. Radio Berlin International is a new part of the Association Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen. That's the big transmitter station. Nauen is the big transmitter station where RBI was in the historical, has transmitted his program, and in the future will be RBI transmit a new program over shortwave. And Bruno Barth was the founder. Bruno Barth is an old, very old man from RBI, and his last work was the founding of an association with the name Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much. There you go, Paulette. I love where he says, oh, yes, Mr. Barth. My name is not Bruno, it's René.
Well, what about the address? I mean, isn't that the funniest thing?
The address belongs to some poor woman in Berlin that they just gave out, and she's getting all these like these funny letters and everything.
I'm sorry, I can't stop a minute. It's the funniest. Can you imagine? Oh gosh, yes, that was quite the story.
Some of the strange things that happen.
We do have our fun, don't we?
Anyway, moving on to something else, actually, to end off today's show. And that is some of the funny moments from this program. Are you ready?
I'm never ready, Keith.
So get on your polka shoes. Do you have polka shoes?
Polka shoes? Dancing boots. Yes, absolutely. They're even red.
Oh, you're one of those people that line dance with a mullet, right?
I do that too.
Anyway, here is some of the outtakes from our own program, Media Network Plus. We received an email last week from Roger Tidy in London in the UK. Roger, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. It is Tidy, not Titty, right? That's a whole other thing. Well, I mean, we have to be...
Keith!
Okay, sorry.
You don't mess with somebody's name, okay? No. Blooper!
Oh.
This is a blooper. Like, this is a blooper for, like, you know, not for the public.
Okay, let me take this again.
So Rich, yes, Richard.
let me take it. It's Roger. Let me take this again.
Roger, okay. Roger.
He's rogering today.
How does a person not encourage you?
Okay.
It's impossible.
Okay, let me take that line again. Stop it, I'll never get through it, you know. Let me have some water, that will help. Okay. Well, Paulette, I have an email here that we got from Roger. Oh, bollocks. Okay. I'm not laughing at the guy's name. I'm just, my own strangeness here is going out of control. Mm-hmm. Okay.
is that the signal was solid, the audio was appropriate, and that it wasn't too loud and it wasn't too...
Okay, Dad, wait till... What is that, a train?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's... I'll take that question again. Okay. Let me take that question again.
Okay.
You just started disappearing. Okay.
Yes, I have. And the transmitted audio reports on my end that I've received have said that the audio is not too hot and it's not too low. So everybody's saying it's just perfect.
Now, in your area, what are the bands that you need to...
Another train.
Yes, I can hear the train.
You're going to hear these things every 3 to 5 minutes.
It's okay. I'll just keep the answers between 3 to 5 minutes.
First, here's Keith with a look at some of the headlines from the world of media.
A man today in South Africa was wearing a brassiere on his head. He thought they were headphones. In Zimbabwe today, Robert Mugabe went out in Harare dressed in drag. And former President George Bush meets a hooker from Thailand.
For those who've been listening to this program for some time...
Okay, okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're listening to... And by the way, if you're...
Do you want me just to go in there?
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Media Network Plus.
And by the way, you're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio, the monthly 55-minute edition. Now, just pretend for a moment that you have wait a second, the dogs are barking. Somebody's at the door. Wait a minute. Keep rolling. Don't stop it.
Okay.
Keep rolling.
Okay. Well, Keith, I can't believe some of the things that you keep on tape.
You're going to find this funny, but I have over 60 minutes of outtakes from this program.
Oh, my goodness.
So you better watch yourself.
I better be good. You're the evil Santa, aren't you?
Anyway, everyone, that's all we have time for on this edition of the program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. So on behalf of myself, Keith Parent in Taipei, Taiwan.
Paulette McCrory from Vancouver, Canada, saying so long and see you soon.
73s to you all and 88s to the ladies.